Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And if you are watching WISN 12 News this morning,
yeah,
with our weekend picks, you heard what Radar has put in a Bloody Mary.
Okay, hold on. We were talking about Oconomowoc Chili Fest, and they happen to have Bloody Mary tasting there
yes,
as well.
Yes, so it's going on tomorrow, 11 to 4, yep. Downtown Oconomowoc.
Yep.
Great event, $5 for a bowl of chili, get your Bloody Mary tasting. And then that's what Radar said. You have had brandy in your Bloody Marys instead of vodka?
Elizabeth is like, oh, we should have had vodka. I said, yeah, or brandy.
And I thought he was joking.
No.
No one has done that. Mm-hmm. And I do not in any way think that would taste good. Brandy? I'm looking this up. Brandy and Bloody Marys. Who's done that?
So this actually was something I tasted at the Hemophilia Society Bloody Mary Fest last year. They had all sorts of bars and restaurants around the area making their bloodies. And now some of them, obviously, they're putting the food in there and, you know, like the chicken wings and everything. And I'm thinking, oh, this one's pretty good. And I'm judging them. And then this one, I can't remember who it was, but this one said, oh, yeah, we got brandy in this one. And I went, brandy? Oh, it's like a brandy Coke, right?
Weird.
So I tasted it.
Brandy with tomato juice?
You have not had a good Bloody Mary until you've had brandy bloody.
Well, I am one of those people. I like brandy. A whiskey old-fashioned sweet.
Okay.
Not the brandy old-fashioned sweet. So maybe it's just I don't really care for the taste of brandy.
You gotta try. You don't. Oh, so you're not a brandy person. You gotta
try it. I think it would taste too sweet.
It's actually pretty good. You know what it really works with? A lot of these Bloody Marys that I was tasting, they put like the tahine seasoning in there, so it gives you a little kick.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
This kind of brings that kick down a little bit more manageable. It's a great, it's like sweet and sour almost. It's like spicy and sweet. This is actually, it's really good.
Here's what's happened.
You're going to love it.
You've gone to Uncle Dan's house and you're in the basement with the wood paneling and they're like, all right, we're going to have bloodies before the Packer game. Oh my God. Oh, we don't need vodka.
Uncle Dan doesn't like the Packers.
I'm just going to toss a little bit of brandy in here and they'll never know.
What you got under the bar?
Oh, this.
Okay. Maybe some Barron's brandy. Yeah, throw it in there once. The Charlie Barron's brand brandy there.
Crazy you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because we have a message here. You mentioned our friend Charlie Barron's?
Yeah.
He has a video out. Here's a link to it. You can make a Bloody Mary with brandy. How to make a Brandy Mary is what he called it.
Brandy Mary.
Are you kidding me? Charlie, okay, we need to send him a message.
Let's do it up.
I know he's pushing his product, and I have, you know, props to that. I'm not going to knock anybody's hustle, but seriously, a Brandy Mary.
It's good stuff.
It's not even called a Bloody Mary. It's called a Brandy Mary.
That's a great name for it, Brandy Mary. Okay, 414-432-1099. Call or text.
Okay, a Brandy Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Get out of here. Radar swears by it. They're telling me now Charlie Behrens is pushing this too.
The vodka is fine, but the Brandy Bloody, as Charlie Behrens calls it, is really solid.
A Brandy Mary. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Hi, Lori. What'd you want to say about this?
I've never had it with brandy, but I had it with bacon-flavored moonshine, and that was really, really good.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, now that sounds like you could make it work, because people often put bacon in Bloody Marys.
That's true, along with the other
foods. So if you have a little bit of the bacon, where'd you get this bacon moonshine?
Oh, my sister-in-law has a place up north. And it was at one of the bars, but they all at the different bars, they like have great Bloody Marys up there.
Okay, is it legal, this moonshine?
Yeah, I know. Like, what are we, like, how far north are we going here?
It's at a bar, so it's got to be legal if they're selling it, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure it is.
You know, these are one of those moments here. These are one of these moments here in radio world where I wonder if someone's just passing through, not from the area, turns on 99.1 The Mix, and here we are discussing Brandy Bloody Marys, and we've got Lori saying, well, up north, there's the moonshine. You can get it there.
The moonshine Marys. That's a good one. Thank you so much. Thanks, Lori.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And we've got a text on the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. I make Bloody Mary with plum brandy.
No.
Sweeten it up a little bit. You put a little bit of spicy.
Okay, this is what really drink Wisconsin and believe means. We just add anything together. We're like, it's good.
It's the kitchen sink brandy, and dump everything in there.
Oh, God.